On February 14, 2024, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel shares a happy Valentine's Day 2024, Year of the Toilet. Hello, friends, supporters, listeners, and sharers. Happy Valentine's Day! Imagine giving the following for Valentine's Day, and also imagine those who love you are so happy for it. What am I talking about? A brand new toilet! Say what? Did I say toilet? Yes, you heard that right. A brand new toilet for a happy Valentine's Day. Can you imagine your beloved or even your whole family being so truly happy about that? Well, this is my true story for this Valentine's Day 2024. And before you think something off here, no, it is not about my forgetting it or anything like that at all. Here's what happened. Many listeners learned from episode number 303 on January 3, 2024, that I have a wife who was diagnosed at the start of 2023 with cancer. And that by the end of 2023, her amazing fight had made amazing progress. Here's the new part where the audio background should probably make the sound of ripping a record player needle off a record. Rip! On the morning of January 31, 2024, this dear precious wife of mine doubled over in agony. I called the cancer center, which told me to bring her to the ER, which is now called the ED, for emergency department. The hospital kept her overnight. The next day, they provided a private room for her on the cancer floor, which has an amazing view of the city of Portland, Maine. Over the following days, the doctors determined that she had necrotizing pancreatitis, and determined that the cause could only be her latest cancer meds, the ones that had been working so victoriously. This was a gut punch. Imagine actually hoping for a gallbladder surgery as the preferred alternative, and then actually being disappointed that such surgery was unnecessary? That was us, because this news meant that she would have to stop the cancer-fighting medicines that had so far been working to remove her cancer. Ugh, we were very sad indeed. Anyway, throughout all of this, it was a foregone expectation to my family's household that I would certainly stay every night with her in the hospital. This was tough all around. On the first Monday, February 5th, I had to come back home for a few hours to record the previous podcast episode so that it would air on time on February 7th. After it was recorded, I quickly returned back to the hospital along with a suitcase of clean clothes for at least 7 days. By the following Thursday, they finally placed a feeding tube inside her and prepared for her discharge the following Monday. They had inserted the feeding tube endoscopically, using a tiny camera as they gently inserted the tube through her nose, down her throat, through her stomach, past the pancreas and gallbladder, and directly into the small intestine. The objective is to feed her while not activating the pancreas, so that the pancreas could do its stuff to try to self-heal itself. They taught me how to do all the steps to make sure she successfully gets her nutrition through the feeding tube once she gets home after the discharge. And they kept talking about a thing called home health service. We immediately said no. Not only do we not allow people to come into our home, but this so-called service required us to sign an obnoxious consent form. Supposedly caring about and protecting our privacy, the form said they would not disclose any private information except to legal authorities if they were so required. That clause is one of the anti-constitutional ways by which the government seeks to bypass the constitutional prevention of government searches without a warrant, under the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Namely, instead, the government uses other third parties, who are not so prevented by any constitutional constraint, to thereby act as agents for the government. Those agents may then report to the government anything that the third parties find. We absolutely do not want anyone to be documenting, much less reporting, anything about the conditions or about the things they see inside our house, such as whether or not there are other people in the house. This is the terror for polygamists. And this is how the government gets away with sidestepping and bypassing the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution to obtain our private information without a warrant. So obviously, we immediately refused the so-called home health service. Once this wife was home on the second Monday, we had a cascade of problems. One of the meds she needed, the medicines, would not be available anywhere until the next day. Two, the private company that shipped the supplies for her feeding tube had not included an essential part. So my wife could not have any nutrition until the next day. Three, and this is important because we were still monitoring the milliliters of her urination throughout each day. The first time we used the toilet, flushing it caused it to leak, and leak heavily, all over the floor. The only way to avoid the spillage was to fill a bucket of water from the shower bathtub and pour that into the toilet bowl. What an annoying nuisance that was, especially when it was needed to be done so much more often throughout the day than otherwise normally needed. No way. Not today, we cried. This was a family nightmare, all on her first day home. What a horrible first day home after spending difficult 12 days in the hospital. My wife understandably cried that she only wanted to be home and happy. Truly, this was miserable. I was determined to solve all of these problems so that my wife could be at peace, so that we all could be at peace. On Tuesday the 13th, I drove and obtained the missing needed medicine. We received the missing parts for actually being able to use the feeding tube, and I contacted a plumber who came that very same day to check out what would be needed for the toilet. That night, I successfully set up her feeding tube for the very first time so that she could finally get the essential nutrition she so desperately needed while letting her pancreas heal. This morning, Wednesday, February 14, 2024, my wife had made it through sleeping the first night with the feeding tube. Woohoo! Yes! And then, before 11 a.m., the toilet was fully replaced. Yee-haw! Double yes! My wife, indeed we, were all so happy. In fact, we were so happy about all this that there was no unhappiness in this household about me doing the work later on in this day to make this podcast episode here about it. Because we were so happy, I said aloud, "I love you. Happy Valentine's Day." And what I got back was love and hugs. Disallowed from eating chocolate anyway, my finally out of the hospital wife was now indeed home and happy. In my household, the previous 2 weeks had been consumed with all of this. It was not as if I had forgotten about Valentine's Day. Rather, I had done everything we needed in order to be able to truly have a happy Valentine's Day indeed. For us, Valentine's Day 2024 will happily be remembered as the Year of the Toilet for Valentine's Day. And we will always remember that we were so happy about it. Yes, my friends, in the right context, even a toilet, yes, a toilet, can make a family happy, can make a beloved happy on Valentine's Day. This is what love does beyond simple sentimentality. Yep, the Year of the Toilet. Happy Valentine's Day 2024. Whatever your story is, I hope that this day of February 14, 2024 brings a positive memory for you too. Happy Valentine's Day! And thank you for celebrating, supporting, listening to, and sharing the National Polygamy Advocate Podcast.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.